This is Aquarius, not the age of, but the Peter Nero of, on monitor. From a couple of guys named Bob, not just any guys, but the great Bob Hope for one, who'll fire a barrage of funny lines your way. And you'll hear from Bob Considine, too, with some amusing thoughts on a winter day. At the moment, the monitor pick of the week, Easy Come, Easy Go, new from, oh, wouldn't you know it, another Bob, Bobby Sherman. And this is your host, Gene, call me Bob Rayburn.
I'm taking the shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come and easy go. I love my mind, I feel a bar. I had to find my
caution now for you monitor motorists. When you get a thaw after snow and ice have accumulated for a while, as occurred in many areas of the country this week, you should be alert for icy patches that persist in underpasses and other spots that are generally shaded from the sun. And, of course, be on guard for icing that takes place generally when temperature drops towards evening.
I'm David Frost. Do you suppose drunk drivers drink to forget? Perhaps to forget the 25,000 people they kill each year? Well, State Farm Mutual wants you to support the National Highway Safety Bureau's plan to eliminate these forgetful, abusive drinkers from our highways, lest someday you meet one who forgets to stay on his side of the road.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
This past Tuesday evening at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, 1,500 guests attended a $1,000 a plate dinner to raise money for the Eisenhower Medical Center, which is to be opened in Palm Desert, California next year. The evening's host, Bob Hope, not only personally paid some $70,000 for the dinner and the rental of the Grand Ballroom, but contributed richly to the general merriment.
Before we go any further, I want to dispel a rumor. This dinner is not being paid for by Michael J. Brody. He wanted to come, but he had no loose change. Now we're doing a special show from this wonderful Waldorf Astoria Hotel before an audience who paid $1,000 a seat for the benefit of the Eisenhower Medical Center. And I want to tell you, if you don't think it's gratifying to see this crowd, you just haven't tried to sell tickets for $1,000 each with a market down in this condition. No, it's $1,000 a plate. This turns out to be the most expensive TV dinner yet, I think. But I must say, they decorated the place in this beautiful grand ballroom of the Waldorf. Of course, when you play $10,000 a table, you don't expect an Orange Julius stand, but this is nice. And this is a classy hotel. It really is. Instead of a Gideon in every room, Billy Graham comes in personally and says, no, that's a no-no. Oh, this is a classy hotel. Waldorf is so exclusive, the dumb waiter has an IQ of 140. I have a room that's so special, it's never been used. The sheets have dust covers on them. Can't win them all. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you and very much for coming and paying $1,000 a plate. Just remember, that's just a few dollars less than you pay for dinner at 21. I want to tell you, there's a lot of money represented here. This bunch is so loaded, the Aga Khan is one of the busboys. I haven't seen this much wealth floating around since Crosby's money belt developed a hernia. He dropped it on the floor and it registered 5.6 on the Richter scale. Incidentally, about the dress requirements, with the market the way it is, we thought black tie would be appropriate out there. As I told you before, the stock market didn't help us to put on this benefit. It's not easy to get a man interested in charity when he's on his way from the 30th floor to the ground floor outside the building. Can you believe this market? Do you know that Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith just fired Smith and hired a chaplain? I never thought my blue chip stamps would be worth more than my blue chips. If things get much worse, I may sell my IBM and buy razor blades. No, but I'm losing my faith in my stockbroker. Last week he said buy, this morning he said jump. But I'm glad to see Don Kendall of Pepsi-Cola here. I understand things are so bad over there, Joan Crawford's doing her own hair. But I must must tell you, you can still get some good buys. I just bought 5,000 shares in a big radar installation for $42, and it's in a very good location, just 12 miles from Cairo.
Was 12 miles from Cairo, I believe. Bob Hope, of course, at the benefit dinner he hosted to raise some $2 million for a medical center in California to be named after the late President Dwight Eisenhower. You can see this event as a Bob Hope NBC TV special on February 16th, and you'll hear more of Bob's hilarious remarks later today right here on the Monitor Beacon.
If your sons and daughters are growing up to be taller than you are, that's just about normal. If they have ideas about helping America achieve a better society with more opportunities, that's today's way too. Over 7 million of today's young people are now in our colleges and universities, triple the number of 15 years ago. But tuitions aren't paying their way. The fact is, tuition today pays only about one-third of what it costs a college to educate a student. Colleges and universities must keep moving ahead if our young people are to move ahead. To do it, they're spending billions, and the amount is increasing annually. New classrooms, dorms, labs, libraries are only a part of the bill. Expanding facilities, adding new courses are even more important. The Council for Financial Aid to Education reminds you that higher education needs help in voluntary contributions, money that will help pay the bills tuitions don't cover. Give to the college of your choice.
WNBC New York.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
NBC will be your host in 1970.
May not have thought about it in these terms, but good grooming falls into two major categories, your clothes and you yourself physically. In the former category, a suggestion for removing black scuff marks from light-colored shoes. Use a little toothpaste on a soft cloth. It acts as a gentle abrasive and won't damage the leather. Then you wipe off the paste and polish as usual. Now in the latter category, you, there's this suggestion.
Last vacation, I found out fresh air and sunshine can be great for just about everything but my skin. I mean, it was completely dried out, you know, really sick. So I went looking for a good medicated skin lotion and found Dermassage. I used it every day since, too.
Medicated Dermassage, the dry skin specialist.
Hey, when you work construction like I do, you're outside a good 8 hours a day or more. Rain, snow, or shine. And by the time I get home, the weather's got my face and hands looking just like a lot of raw leather. Before I reach for my wife, I reach for Dermassage. Don't know what Dermassage has in it, but it sure heals my skin up great.
Soothing, cooling Dermassage, the medicated skin lotion used in over 4,000 hospitals.
Lucky for me, my husband brought some Dermassage home last time he went shopping for me. That's when I antiqued the furniture. All that turpentine and lacquer ruined my hands, till I remembered the Dermassage. Furniture didn't turn out too well, but my hands sure did.
Use medicated Dermassage daily. You'll feel much better.
Coming up next on Monitor, Mama Cass Elliott with New World Coming.
New World Coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end.
Bye. to come. A look at our monitor map reveals sunny and dry weather for most of the nation with snow flurries expected in the southern Rockies and lower Great Lakes region. Rain will spread across the northwest with some snow inland.
Say, how about your windshield wipers? Have they been streaking your windshield lately? Well, they won't get any better. They'll get worse, though. And this makes driving a miserable experience and mighty dangerous. Rain, snow, salt, and road splash just won't come clean with rubber that's dead. A fresh new pair of ANCO wiper blades or refills will do the job. You'll have clean, clear vision in any kind of weather. Do it today. Pull into the first service station where you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. And have the serviceman fit your car with new ANCO push-button refillable wiper blades or refills. His ANCO cabinet is stocked with ANCO blades and refills for the hidden wipers, anti-wind lift blades, wipers for the foreign cars, new arms, whatever you need. He has it. And he can get you all set for safe, streak-free vision while he fills your tank. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
The Charles Randolph Grion sound, and next on Monitor, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Here are some random thoughts on a random winter's day. They may or may not mean a darn thing to you. On the other hand, they may say something about all of us. For example, the Western Union office nearest the New York apartment of Michael J. Brody, Jr., the oleo heir, who seems bent on giving away his variously estimated fortune, forwarded nearly 8,000 telegrams to him at the height of his alleged giveaway program. They contained pleas for money, of course, all except one. Somebody wired him $5 with this message attached: "You'll be needing this pretty soon for a meal." I'll be back with another smog-filled look at the world after this news. This news about a new kind of health insurance that could save you hundreds of dollars in hospital and doctor bills. It's Mutual of Omaha's new wide-range health insurance, specially created to protect you against today's higher cost of getting sick or hurt. It can pay you more in benefits for more services. For example, new wide-range health insurance can pay up to $90 a day in maternity benefits, plus hundreds of dollars to the doctor. It can pay double the daily room rate for intensive care, often the difference between life and death to a patient with heart trouble. It can help pay for doctor calls in the hospital, at home, and in the office. Altogether, for more services than I could name in an hour. So why don't you call any Mutual of Omaha man and bring your coverage up to date with new wide-range health insurance. It's already available in most states. And one more reason why we call Mutual of Omaha the people who pay. Mentioned prominently in the fascinating new book about the late J. Robert Oppenheimer, the wizard who put together our first atomic bomb, but later was cast out of the government's nuclear hierarchy, is former Atomic Energy Commissioner Gordon Dean. Mr. Dean stoutly defended Oppenheimer during his so-called trial in the days of witch hunting in Washington. D. Dean failed, and sometimes later was accidentally killed in a plane. In his effects at the scene of the crash was found an envelope on which he had jotted a list of 9 lessons he said he had learned in life. I think they're worth mulling over. Get a load of them. 1, never lose your capacity for enthusiasm. 2, never lose your capacity for indignation. 3, never judge people. Don't type them too quickly. Never first assume that a man is bad. First assume always that he's good, and that at worst he is in the gray area between bad and good. 4, never be impressed by wealth alone or thrown by poverty. 5, if you can't be generous when it's hard to be, you won't be when it's easy. 6, the greatest builder of confidence is the ability to do something, almost anything, well. 7, when that confidence comes, then strive for humility. You aren't as good as all that. 8, and the way to become truly useful is to seek the best that other brains have to offer. Use them to supplement your own, and be prepared to give credit to them when they have helped. 9, the greatest tragedies in world and personal events stem from misunderstandings. Answer, communicate. Here's a domestic item of sorts. At a recent Boy Scout meeting, a speaker said something to the effect that behind every scout stands a devoted mother and father. That's true, but it reminded me of the work of some anonymous observer, the genius who coined this one. Behind every successful man stands an astonished mother-in-law. American magazines are having a rough time, the Wall Street Journal tells us in a long article. Advertising is down and so forth. The late Bugs Bear said it more simply. Bugs just said, I knew the depression was on when the Saturday Evening Post blew off my front porch in a light breeze. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. You know, today, everything costs more because of inflation, and the cost of medical care has gone up even more. And for that very reason, Mutual of Omaha has created new wide-range health insurance. It can pay you more in benefits for more hospital and doctor services, because it's geared especially to meet today's higher health care cost. To be sure you have enough of the right kind of health insurance, call any man from Mutual of Omaha. Let them be the people who pay, instead of you.
Bob Considine, heard every weekend at this time on Monitor, along with a wide range of other listenables, newsmen, comedians, sports figures, singers, musicians, just about everything but tap dancers. And who knows, even one of those might just show up someday. At any rate, you stay with us here on NBC, and after a brief pause, we'll be on our way again. I'm Gene Rayburn. In ice or snow, or in full warm sunshine, foul weather or fair, Monitor is there. I'm your host, Gene Rayburn, and right now, here is a special report from NBC News. There's been a new development in the National Railroad labor dispute. For a report, we switch to John Masterman in Washington.
A National Railroad shutdown will go into effect beginning tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The railroads called a shutdown in response to a strike by the shopcraft unions against Union Pacific Railroad. The chief spokesman for the industry and labor matters, John Hiltz, told a news conference the railroad industry deplores the fact that discontinuance of service is the only defense left to us against the union's efforts to divide and conquer the industry. He said the purpose of this union tactic, the whipsaw strike, is to coerce inequitable settlements out of one or a few carriers at a time, and then to bludgeon other railroads into accepting the same or even more onerous settlements. A strike against the Union Pacific Company began during the night and followed an 11th-hour appeal by the Secretary of Labor asking the presidents of representative railroads and the presidents of the 4 unions involved to meet with him and postpone any strike or lockout for 7 days. The railroads said their presidents accepted the request, but the unions did not. U.S. railroads have nearly 600,000 employees and operate over 340,000 miles of track. They carry 41% of the nation's inner-city freight. More than 700 billion ton-miles of it each year, and millions of commuters and inner-city passengers. Hill said the only long-run solution will be an amendment to the Railway Labor Act to provide mandatory arbitration as a last resort for the settlement of railroad labor disputes. So, beginning at 10 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, the railroads of the country will shut down. John Masterman, NBC News, Washington.
For latest developments, stay tuned to NBC.
Like to share a couple of thoughts about a great beer? Miller High Life, brewed for over a century with the same care and dedication to real beer flavor. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Next on Monitor, the American Trucking Associations present Frank Blair with the latest on home decorating. Frank and his guest will discuss this subject in just a few moments.
The trucking industry works hard to put the right truck in the right place at the right time, because it's a big job bringing everything you eat, wear, use, or even live in, providing door-to-door service wherever roads go. Better service. That's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
We'll get the latest word on new trends in home decorating from our guest, the trend-setting interior designer, Barbara Darcy. Ms. Darcy, what new shapes and looks can we expect to see in home furniture this year?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind would be chairs and sofas. More and more and more, there will be molded chairs covered with stretch fabrics, molded sofas.
By molded, do you mean they're made out of plastic material?
They are made of plastic or fiberglass and sprayed into molds or sprayed into forms mm-hmm. that produce these very free-form shapes. And then they're upholstered with stretch fabrics.
I see.
With sprayed-on upholstery, which is a whole new concept.
Well, are we getting away from such things as chrome and stainless steel?
Oh, no. Steel and glass has been very popular for the last few years, but more and more there'll be entire pieces of furniture, tables, buffets, cabinets, made completely of stainless steel, but in a very decorative architectural way. People just love it.
What about some of this inflatable furniture I've heard about?
Yeah.
Are people really going for that?
Oh, yes, and we have some wonderful things. There are chairs and sofas that are really remarkably comfortable. And they're in clear plastic and in opaque white. The wonderful advantage is that they can be deflated and moved to a country home or moved from place to place. You can just pack them up in your suitcase and move on.
You have to carry your tire repair kit along with you most of the time, don't you?
But they can be repaired. All of these pieces come with little convenient repair kits so that a little patch can be added.
Ms. Darcy, what are some of the other new home decorating materials available to the home decorator today?
Well, there's a tremendous use of plexiglass. For instance, a person might cover their walls with great sheets of plexiglass, or they might build 2x4 frames and set sheets of opaque white plexiglass between the frames, maybe 15 or 18 inches out from the wall, and place strips of lights between the wall and the plexiglass and create just a very soft glow in the room. That would be one form of environment using a new material.
So we're only limited by one's imagination on
exactly.
These. You know, I can remember when the all-white room was the rage. What color schemes are making news now?
Well, I guess all-white is still a very popular one. Purple has become an important color in decorating. Oh, not to be used in great masses, but touches here and there, carefully proportioned, can be a very effective and...
Purple, like a plum color, you mean?
Oh, it can be plum color or what would be considered royal purple or any of the fuchsia tones or magenta.
Sure.
Well, I really feel that all colors are good depending upon the way they are used, but it just happens that certain colors become popular at different periods, and right now purple is the rage.
Hmm.
Thank you. We've heard the latest word on new home decorating trends from Barbara Darcy, who designs the newsmaking model rooms at Bloomingdale's in New York City. This is Frank Blair for Monitor, and now this word for the American Trucking Associations.
That's what trucks are driving for.
Styles are changing so rapidly in interior decorating today that even the lighting in your home can suddenly be outdated. And any trend that affects the home affects the trucking industry too, because there's scarcely a thing in your home that wasn't brought all the way, or at least part of the way, by truck. Furniture, rugs, appliances, everything. Right down to the materials the house is built of. We may not know what the home of tomorrow will look like, but we can promise you one thing. With bigger, better, and safer trucks to help out, we'll always be there to help you put it together. Better service. That's what we're driving for.
That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for. That's what trucks are driving for.
Frank Blair is heard regularly on Monitor, and hey, that reminds me, the name Blair, that is, reminds me, and nothing to do with Frank at all, but there was an item in the Wall Street Journal this week about the tiny town of Blair, Nebraska, which has been chosen as the location of a large mail-order operation. It seems that a vice president of the company, after surveying the entertainment facilities available there, was quoted as saying, "But the only thing there is to do in Blair is to drive to Omaha." He said it, I didn't say it. Well, did I say that? No. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Dial Plaza 7, 8866, and WNBC Radio will put you in contact. The Sunday evening telephone show that invites you to discuss today's issues with a panel of clergymen. I'm Mike Moss. This week, our guests are Rabbi Saul Teplitz, Father Benjamin Horton, and the Reverend John Collins. Our topic will be the freedom to dissent. Has it gone too far? Be in contact. Listen to and call WNBC Radio, Plaza 7, 8866, tomorrow night at 9:05.
Children have poor vision and they never even know it, because they have no way of knowing how well they should see. That's why it's up to you and me to take care of their eyes. I'm Bing Crosby, and I'm sight-saving chairman for the National Society for the Prevention of Blindness. You can help prevent blindness. Starting today, all it takes, you know, is a postcard. To Prevent Blindness, Box 426, New York, New York, 10019.
WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again from Monitor 70. In case you missed the NBC News report on Monitor just a little while ago, it was announced by top railroad management that all railroads in the nation will be shut down beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern Time tonight as a result of the strike against Union Pacific. For further developments, stay tuned to NBC Monitor. Now, a little Monitor music by Johnny Cash and wife June Carter. Incidentally, Johnny was one of the five top entertainers, along with Bing Crosby, Ray Bolger, Raquel Welch, and host Bob Hope at the gala dinner this past week to raise $2 million for the Eisenhower Medical Center. If you missed Bob a little earlier on Monitor, you can hear him later today. Right now, Mr. and Mrs. Cash.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Thank you.
mill, wheel, grind. Would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
See your love through loneliness, see your love through sorrow. I gave you my loneliness, give me your tomorrow. Still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my loneliness.
Acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel. D-I-G-E-L. Tablets or liquid, it really works.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
You now on monitor, Evil Ways, and Santana says you better change them.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Baby, Gene and Tony.
late again.
Yeah. Hey, what's in the package? Looks heavy.
Oh, a bust of me. Gonna send it to my girl in Peoria for Valentine's Day.
That'll cost a fortune. You should send an FTD love bundle instead.
Love bundle?
Yeah. A special florist's trans-world delivery arrangement. It's made to last, so you can have it delivered right now and turn Valentine's Day into Valentine's Week.
But she lives in Peoria.
So does an FTD florist. They're everywhere. And everyone is a real pro. Just get in touch with one right here in town. But do it early, because the love bundle will last right through Valentine's Day. Then you can relax and find somebody to take that crazy statue off your hands.
Your love should be there even when you can't. Call or visit an FTD florist. Ask for the love bundle and tell him to send it the FTD way.
This is not just a statue. It's a bust.
March, Al Hurt and Hugo Montenegro. All right, men, at ease now. Smoke if you got them over there, if you want to. And now Amway Corporation presents The Innovators, a success story narrated by John Doremus at the Free Enterprise Center in Ada, Michigan.
Kemmons Wilson and his wife Dorothy loaded their five children into the station wagon and started from their home in Memphis on a vacation to Washington, D.C. It was 1951. It didn't take them long, Wilson says, to find that most motels had cramped, uncomfortable rooms, few had decent restaurants, fewer still were air-conditioned, and they charged extra for children. It was a miserable trip. When Kemmons Wilson returned home, he decided to get into the motor hotel business himself. He built the very first Holiday Inn the next year in Memphis. Today, there are 1,160 Holiday Inns in 49 states, Canada, the Caribbean, Europe, and North Africa, with 200 more under construction. At 14, Kemmons Wilson was a delivery boy for a drug firm. And at 17, he went into the popcorn business with a popper he bought on $50 credit. He sold so much popcorn that the theater manager bought him out. Wilson took the proceeds and bought five ancient pinball machines. Later, he went into the construction business, building homes and eventually building and operating seven movie houses. World War II began, and in 1943, Wilson sold his businesses for $250,000. He served for the next 2 years as a flight officer in the Air Transport Command. I'll have the rest of the story right after these words for Amway. Horace Greeley said it, "Go west, young man. Go where the opportunity is. Go where the frontier is." Well, the West is no frontier anymore, but thank goodness there is still opportunity everywhere in this country. And what is more wonderful, there are still people who go after this unique opportunity to build a new way of life, a better way for themselves and their families. You guessed it. Your Amway distributor is such a person, which should make a real difference to you. Why? Because that's the kind of person who cares, who gives real service, who values his customers, who babies them just a little bit, tries to be helpful. What I'm saying is that your local independent Amway distributor has a real stake in his business. That's why he chose to sell superior products. The kind of home care, car care, and personal grooming products Amway makes. That's why this distributor is ready to demonstrate everything he sells. Help you use it the best, most economical way. See to it that you have more when you need it. That's why Amway distributors sell only in your home, where they can bring you a whole new world of service, satisfaction, and shopping convenience. From the beginning, when he built the first Holiday Inn in Memphis, Kemmons Wilson geared them for the family trade and the businessman. No charge was made for children under 12. Every inn had to have a swimming pool. Wilson included free TV, free ice, and telephone in every room. Kemmons Wilson joined forces with Wallace E. Johnson, who had built thousands of homes and pioneered low-cost housing. The two developed a national chain. They built their motels big, imposing, and attractive, and eminently accessible. Today, Wallace E. Johnson is vice chairman of the board of Holiday Inns, Kemmons Wilson, chairman of the board. Mr. Wilson says,
as our Holiday Inn system has expanded around the globe, it becomes increasingly evident to me that the United States is still very much a land of opportunity. We live in a country where our young people still dare to dream because there's an honest chance that their dreams will come true.
Last year, Wilson traveled 275,000 miles looking for Holiday Inn sites. He seldom stays in a Holiday Inn because he's mostly in cities where there isn't one. With no commercial interest, he had an audience last year with Pope Paul. The Pope said, Mr. Wilson, I have heard of your wonderful Holiday Inns. Wilson said he was speechless. Amway salutes Kemmons Wilson, an innovator. This is John Doremus inviting you to join us again next week for another success story, brought to you by Amway, a company where opportunity still exists.
News time is coming up now.
This is Ba 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 Gene Rayburn.
Morning. Welcome to Bad American.
The following comments were recorded on the world's first 747. Pan Am 747.
Oh, this is a fantastic flight, of course. The plane is just something that you don't know about until you really get into it. It's great.
I think that the biggest single feature is all the legroom.
You're not afraid of bumping your head on the luggage rack and things of this nature?
Oh, this is very sumptuous, isn't it? It's so spacious and very super.
I'm extremely impressed with this flight. This is the plane of the 70s for sure.
Right, I'm 6'3", and with my knees, you know, it's kind of rough on other planes and things, but with 747 is different. In my opinion, Pan Am's what's happening.
You've been listening to the plane that speaks for itself. Pan Am 747, the plane with all the room in the world. For reservations to Europe and the Caribbean, call a Pan Am travel agent and ask for a Pan Am 747.
WNBC, New York.